Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Strawberry Fields.
Yeah. Hey, in the house with us, we were thinking about changing the name of this segment of the radio show. It's Life is a Bowl of Strawberries with Dr. Russ. Dr. Russ Wallace from the AgriLife Research Center, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Hey, I was out there at the AgriLife Research Center and and visited with you briefly, got a tour of some of these strawberries that you had planted out there. Laura and I were talking earlier. These plants are already, I mean, it's like already mid-April, and they're already knee-high.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I say that they're knee-high, they're on mounds, but they're actually higher than knee-high. So I was kind of deducting, you know, the isn't that what you call it, the furrow or the mound or what?
Bed.
The bed, whatever, yeah.
A lot of people here would love to grow strawberries, but it's so they're so hard to grow here. Why is that?
Well, part of the problem is it's the wind, it's the cold temperatures, the blowing dust. The other thing is that the only time that the nurseries actually sell strawberry plants is in the spring. And that's actually the wrong time to plant strawberries. The best time is in the fall. So if we could get our nurserymen to grow or sell strawberries in the fall.
I happen to have a connection at Sparkman's. I'll get on it.
Yeah. And because they need that time to develop over winter and and that helps form the buds.
Who knew?
Well, I made the same mistake the first year. I had strawberries about 4 or 5 years ago. And we planted in the spring, and it was just a disaster. We got strawberries for about a week, and we were done. Just got
no
too hot.
No wonder I can't get strawberries to go.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, you know, so many times, you know.
That may not be all.
My grandmother, she would walk through, and she'd go, I don't need none of them hothouse strawberries.
Yeah.
You know, but that, I guess that's when they grow. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, here it helps. Tell us about I was reading your article about tunnels. This particular article is about low tunnel strawberry growing.
Right.
What is that exactly?
Well, hold on just a second. Let's go ahead before we get lost in this, because we can talk forever and there's neat stuff here.
Right.
Tell us about the event that's coming up.
All right. The event is our High Tunnel Strawberry Field Day. It's on Saturday, April 26th from 9:30 to 12 o'clock. And it starts at 9:30 for registration. And it is a $10 cost. And, we hope to be able to start about 10 o'clock with a program. Basically, I'll talk about ins and outs of strawberry production. What are some of the problems? Integrated pest management. How to take care of the strawberries, because we're in an area where we don't have typical strawberry production, but we've got a lot of problems that come in associated with it.
Okay, now Laura was talking about the article on low tunnel, which is kind of like a scaled down version of high tunnel. No.
Yeah, I mean, what is high tunnel? What is low tunnel? Explain what that is.
Our high tunnels are more commercial. And so our high tunnels are 30 feet wide by 96 feet long. We've got four of them, and they're about 13 feet high. So you can drive a small tractor in there and prepare the ground.
Wow.
And so we do that. The low tunnels could be anything from a wire hoop or what I've been using, and I've got a handout on that. It's a you purchase electrical conduit from your local retailer, and I've got a hoop bender. You can bend the hoops, and those are about it's pretty cheap. Electric conduit's about $1.60 or so for 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you get about 6 to 8 of those conduits, and then just bend them. Make yourself a small little tunnel in your backyard. Use a piece of some rebar to stick it into the ground and hold it. And then I usually use some baling wire or whatever to kind of like stake it into the ground. And it's lasted me for 2 or 3 years now, and I've grown strawberries, planted them in the fall, and was picking in the spring.
How big are they?
Mine is about 4 feet wide and about 3 feet tall.
Okay.
Okay, so, now how do you get in there to mine your berries? You just roll the sides up?
Roll the side up.
Okay, so it's covered in plastic.
Yeah, it's basically the same concept as a high tunnel. I've got conduit that holds the plastic down that I just roll up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one
keeps
thing.
Keeps the birds away from them.
The plastic will. I'm finding out that mice really like strawberries quite a bit.
Oh, do they?
The other thing I do is I'll put bird netting over it to keep the birds off, or I'll use some shade cloth when it gets really hot.
Yeah, okay.
The interesting fact about this was I was like, well, why do you have such a high roof on this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And
for the high tunnel?
Yeah, the deal was, you have to keep the heat off of the plants because strawberries don't like high heat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that helps the air to
that helps the hair.
Heat rises, so
in our tunnels,
get it away.
We do have, we're able to roll up the sides up to about 4 feet, and so that lets ventilation through. And then we do have a door in the front where we can open up for a tractor to get in, and we have windows on the front and the back so that we can get some ventilation.
Do you have examples of low tunnels out there at the place where people can look?
Yeah, but it's disassembled right now.
Or pictures.
I do have pictures, yes.
Yeah, so because if you're like me, I mean, I like to see it, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So that could help people when they come out. And you can answer questions on how they could do that at their own homes.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. Now, obviously, you're going to have a handout on the low tunnel stuff at this thing. And first of all, give us a website where they can go to without being – is there any place that they can, like, just Google something?
If they want to find out more about strawberries, they can go to our Facebook page, which is the Texas Strawberry Project, whatever the Facebook URLs are. But if you just get on Facebook and Google Texas Strawberry Project, you'll come up. And it's got a lot of examples of a lot of our trials from across the state and other commercial strawberry producers as well.
Okay, AgriLife Research Center is at Exit 11 off I-27. It's out north of the airport. So just get I-27, Exit 11, hit the stop sign, take a right, and you'll go about a half mile. And I assume there's going to be, you know, people out there directing traffic. On Saturday, it'll probably be very easy to figure out where to go.
There should be plenty of parking.
Yeah. Now, this is something that's really interesting. One thing that affects the growth of a strawberry, I found, is the pH of the soil. And so you guys had to go back and add a little bit of sulfur to level that out, yes?
Right. We're doing that as a test because in the past we've done okay. We've averaged about a pound, a little over a pound and a tenth for strawberries per plant.
Dr. Wallace, we've got a question about berries on the line. Brian, you're on. Hello, yes, Brian. Sir. Go ahead.
I was wondering, I'm actually growing strawberries this year, and some of them are producing pretty good already.
Great.
And some of them start a little berry, and then they just fall over, and they don't produce anything. And I treated them for gray mold because I was having problems with gray mold to start with.
Right.
But I'm still having issues with the berries.
Right.
Not produce it.
Does the plant look like it's dying from the roots? Because that could be
a
root disease.
I haven't looked at the roots of them. The plant looks good and healthy. The leaves are good and healthy. Mm-hmm. And it's still producing leaves.
Hey, Brian, we're about out of time. Here's what I want you to do. Get your digital camera out and take some photos of that and come out to the field day on Saturday. And Russ will be there, and he'll be able to answer that question in depth, okay? We're out of time. But I appreciate your call, buddy.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Dr. Strawberry.
Yes.
Russ Wallace, thanks for being
here. Not related to Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah.
Thanks very much,
man.
Appreciate it. See you at the field day. It's this Saturday at the AgriLife Research Center. Exit 11 off I-27. Hang a right, go east, young man, and drive about a half mile. You'll see it.